Welcome to Roundabout, Media TV's in-depth look at issues of belief. Our world is changing rapidly, and we want to know what's going to happen to Christian churches in England over the next 10 years. So I've come to Milltown, because it's a typical English town. About 70,000 people live here. The heavy industries which created it are long gone now, and most workers now take the train for Branstow, which is the commercial powerhouse of this region. Like most of the satellite towns around Branstow, Milltown is ethnically mixed. The minaret of the mosque and the dome of the Gurdwara now compete with steeples on Milltown's skyline. It's also got its mix of rich and poor. From the footballers' mansions on Harbison Avenue, with their sweeping lawns and high gates, and at the other end of the scale, an increasingly sad clientele at the food banks. What of the churches? Statistics tell us that congregations are getting older and shrinking in numbers. Is that true here? And if so, what might that mean for the future? During the past week, I've been delving into the Christian scene here in Milltown, and what I've found surprised me. Milltown has its historic churches, the ancient parish church of St Michael's and its daughter church on the Hambria Strait, and St Mary's, a beautiful Victorian Gothic building gracing Harbison Square. St Mike's, as it is known round here, is vibrant and bouncy, all praise bands and messy church, whereas St Mary's exudes a gentle sense of the beauty of holiness. St Mike's has about 200 on a Sunday morning, many of them young professionals. There were about 50 communicants at St Mary's this week, the majority active retireds. Just up the high street from St Mike's is Trinity, the United Methodist URC. Alison, the minister there, tells me that her average congregation is about 70, a good ethnic mix and most over 50, but not that many young people. A mile out of town, there's the wonderful modern Catholic Church of Our Lady, on the same site as the school, with a buzzing community centre. It's a bit like the United Nations, masses in Polish, Italian and Filipino, as well as in English. Father Bill, the parish priest, tells me that his parish reaches to the very edge of Branstow and also covers five villages. There's no sense of decline there. Well, you might say, what's unusual about all that? It's what we expect. Anglicans, Catholics and Methodists. What I discovered this week is that that's the bit of the iceberg you see, because all those buildings are imposing. You can't miss them. What you might miss is the less obvious. Early on Sunday morning, and I mean early, I saw posters being put up on surrounding streets advertising something called the Well of the Spirit, meeting in the local comprehensive school. I followed the signs. 250 young adults, well, under 50 anyway, engaged in excited charismatic worship. A Pentecostal community church built around the vision of their pastor, Matt Watson. And up one of the back streets of town, in what used to be a Methodist chapel, there's the New Life Church, planted by the Redeemed Christian Church of God 10 years ago and thriving amongst the African and Caribbean communities, though with a few white members too. I didn't expect that. Nor did I expect to learn that all of them, old and new, come together in an organisation called Alive for Milltown. Milltown is in many ways a typical English town. It has Sikhs and Muslim communities, and though community relations are good, tension simmers below the surface, which community leaders fear could erupt should extremism raise its ugly head. The town's population is ageing, and its services are stretched as the population ages and the state shrinks. the gap between the haves and the have-nots is becoming more noticeable. That's Britain, but it's also Milltown, and it's a challenging environment for the town's churches. As I've walked the streets and spoken to some of the town's Christian leaders, it seems to me that two futures are possible. Resources are stretched already. There's no doubt about that. Fewer people are doing more. Clergy are expected to cover wider geographical areas. Patterns of church going are changing. Regular means fortnightly at best. The historic congregations are ageing too. Spotting anyone under 60 at Trinity and St Mary's was hard. Unless something dramatic happens, they'll have closed their doors in 10 years' time. Then there's diversity. To my eye, the new churches have younger congregations and seem to be growing. And what I might call the historic churches are gently declining. And they are really different. Are the cultures incompatible, I wonder? I can't imagine the folk at Trinity worshipping at the well, or indeed vice versa. The first scenario, then, is one of increased isolation, of disappearing into silos, keeping Catholicism going, cranking up the Methodist circuit, keeping all those machines running. If that happens, I don't hold up much hope for the churches in Milltown. They'll lose their focus on what they are here for. But that's just one scenario. There's a more optimistic one too. I'm impressed by the way that the churches have responded to changes in the community. First of all, I found Christians from all four continents worshipping here, masses in Polish, Italian and Filipino, and a truly international gathering at the well, as well as gentle integration in the other churches. Secondly, a lot of effort has gone into building good relations with other faith communities. And that will surely pay dividends in social cohesion and neighbourliness. Thirdly, I never expected to find that all these different and diverse churches were actually working together for the good of the town, but they are. They've formed something called Alive for Milltown, a fusion of churches together in Milltown, and what used to be the prayer breakfast of the Evangelical Minister's Circle. Because they had a vision of how to serve Milltown better. It's through Alive for Milltown that the people of all the town's churches provide the staff for the food banks and for a night shelter which rotates between St Mike's and Trinity. The remarkable thing about that is that as they care for others, they are growing in appreciation and care of each other. If they can keep their focus on the community, if they can be creative in sharing their resources and keep on building bridges across society as they are doing, then the future for the Christian community and for Milltown is increasingly bright. How the future is shaped will depend on the wisdom and policy making of the churches. Let's hope they discern well.